Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Dalad Amud Aleph by the top line, Boi Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila from Shmuel, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, is an Avul Noig Dvar B'Shabitzina on Shabbos or not? Amar Lei Shmuel said back, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, that he does not have to be Noig Dvar B'Shabitzina. Now Yasvi Rabbanan Kamedu Rapapa, Uka'amri B'Shmei De Shmuel. The Rabbanan were sitting in front of Rapapa, and they were saying over a member in the name of Shmuel. They quoted Shmuel as saying that Avol Shashimish Midasi B'Mei Avol Chayiv Misa. That if an Avol is over on the halacha and he has Tashas Shemitah during his Avelis, so he's Chayiv Misa. And Amar Luhu Rapapa said to the Tamidim, he said to the Rabbanon, that first of all, Asar Edmar. It was never said Chayiv Misa. All it was said was that it's Asar. Umishmeid Rabbi Yechlin Edmar, and it was Rabbi Yechlin who said it, not Shmuel. Bishmieluchu Mishmeid Shmuel, Hachi Shmieluchu. And if you heard something similar from Shmuel, it was about the following. That Amar Av Tachlifa Baravimi Amar Shmuel, Avil Shloi Par Vashloi Peyram, if an Avil doesn't let his hair grow, and he doesn't tear his clothing, so then he's Chayiv Misa. For not fulfilling those halachas of Avelis, he's Chayiv Misa. And he brought a Makarsh and Emer, as it says by the Bnei Aaron, Hashem told them, Rasheichem al tifro, don't let your hair grow out, Ubigdechem oi tifraimu, and don't let your clothing not have a tear, meaning don't let your clothing have a tear, you should not tear your clothing. A standard Avel is not supposed to do those things. He's supposed to let his hair grow out, and he's supposed to tear his clothing. Now Hashem told the Bnei Aaron, V'loi tamusu, by doing this, you won't die. Mashma ha'acher shaloi par v'shaloi peirem chayim misa. When it comes to a different Avel, a regular Avel, so then if he's not para, if he doesn't let his hair grow out, and he's not peirem, he doesn't tear his clothing, so then he's chayim misa. Now, Amar Rafin Bar Papa, Rafin Bar Papa says, Tani would learn to the Braisa, Be'evo Rabasi, and Evo Rabasi, that Avil Asr, L'shamish Mitasa, Be'me Evloi, he's not allowed to have Tasha Shamita. U'maikse Be'echo, Shishimish Mitasa, Be'me Evloi, there was a story with a person, he was over on this halacha, yet Tashmish, Shamtu Chazir Meskiv Yasai, Chazirim came, and they pulled away his body, or they pulled away his actual Aver Tashmish, whatever the case is, it wasn't a good ending. Now, Amar Shmuel, Pachas Choyva Nasa Rishos. On Shabbos, an Avol does not have to be Noig Avelos. When it comes to Pachas, he has a Chiv to show that he's not an Avol. When it comes to Nasar, it's a Rishos. What's Pachas? Pachas refers to Priyas HaRaish, Chazeres Karol HaChayrav, Zekifas Amita. To uncover his hair, uncover his head from the turban that he was wearing while he was an Avol. Chazeres Karol HaChayrav, turning his tear to the back so people don't see it. And turning his bed right side up. Because all these things, if he doesn't do it, so that it's going to be Nicker, that he's an Avol. So those things are a Chiv to go against it, to go against the regular Dinei Avelos, to not show Avelos in public on Shabbos. And so all these things are a Chayva. When it comes to Nasar, referring to putting on shoes, or having Tash Shamita, and washing one's hands and feet with hot water, that was heated before Shabbos, so those things are a Rishos, because even if he doesn't engage in these activities, that doesn't make a nicker that he's a novel. It could be he's not a novel, and Stami was refraining from these activities. Now, Varava Meraf Priyasa Reish Rishos, also uncovering his hair, uncovering his head, that's also a Rishos, because sometimes even a regular person might wear a turban. Ushmuel, the kash is on Shmuel, the Maishna Nilas Asano, the Rishos, Tav Kuliyama, Vidi Disami Misanayu. What's the reason why even Shmuel agrees that wearing shoes is a Rishos? Because not everybody puts on shoes, some people go without shoes. And if so, by going without shoes, it's not Nikri's a novel. Well, then Priyasa Reish Nami, Lav Kuliyama, Vidi Dimigala Reishayu. Not everybody goes with their head uncovered, some people wear turbans. So why can't a novel wear a turban on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, because Shmuel Tameh, Shmuel's Lashitasai, that which an Avol has a Chiva Vatifa is not the regular turban that people wear. The Amar Shmuel, Kol Kera Sheinim B'Shaschima Mina Kera, we'll get back to that halach in a moment. The Chol Atifa Sheinim Kativa Yishme'eli Mina Atifa. Atifa of an Avol has to be like Yishme'eli. And that's not something a regular person does. So on Shabbos, he's not allowed to continue like that, because that would be nicker that he's an Avol. Now, what is a mi'gativas yishmeilim? So, machve Rav Nachman agubi de dikna. Until underneath the mouth where the hair of the beard starts to grow from. So basically, he has to cover his nose, his mouth, and at least a little bit underneath that. That's how much he has to cover. Now, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, loishanu, this that pachas is a choiva, is only true elashein lim in alayim v'raglav. It's only if he doesn't have shoes on his feet. So then, if he has shoes on his feet, so then that itself will show that he's on an avol, and then he does not have a chiv to engage in pachas. Now going back to Shmuel's first halacha, Shmuel told us, "Ko kera sheinu b'shas chima minay kera." And an aval who doesn't tear kriya during the shas chima when he's very emotional, which we'll assume for now means the day of the patira itself, so it's not considered a valid kriya. Now, ask the Gemara two kashas on that. Question number one: Va'amr leil Shmuel. They told Shmuel. This story happened with Shmuel himself. That they told Shmuel. They informed him that Nach Nafshi the Rav, that is good chaver, his bar pluk the Rav was nifter and kara alei trace our money. He tore 12 garments of clothing. Which the Ritva explains obviously he wasn't wearing 12 sets of clothing. It means on 12 separate days, and that's the kasha because as you see, he tore kriya. Even though it wasn't the day of the patira, it wasn't shaschima. Al Kapanim, when Shmuel tore the Kriya, Amar, he announced and he said that Azul Gavra Dava Mistafino Mine, that here goes the man that I was scared from him. I was scared of the kashas he was going to ask me. And he kept me in check. And now he's gone. And a similar story, Amru Leila Rabbi Yechanan, they said to Rabbi Yechanan, Nach Nafshid Rabbi Chanina, and same reaction, Gara Ale Klesar, Itzle Milsa, he tore 13 silk robes. Amar Azul Gavra Dava Mistafino Mine, here goes the man that I was scared from him. But the kasha is that you see that they tore Kriya, even Shalei B'Shas Chimim, not just on the day of the Patira. Says the Gemara over there, it's different because over there the patira was of an adam gadol, and Shani Rabbanan by Talmud Chacham who dies, it's different. They came into called Shaita Madkrish Matayu. Since all the time their shmuis, their halachis, their different kashas are being mentioned in the base medrash, kishas chimam dami. It's always considered shas chimam because they're always being very remembered, and therefore it's not just on the day of the patira. Even on subsequent days, a person could tear kriya. Another kasha says the Gemara. Amar le Ravin bar Adah le Rava. Ravin bar Adah said to Rava that Amar Tamidcha Rav Amram. Your Tamid Rav Amram said that Tani we learned in the Braisa that Aval kol Shiva kaira lefanav. An Aval during the Shiva, his tear on his beged has to be in front of him. If he wants to, he can change his clothing, but then he has to tear the new beged. And that's already the kasha. He's tearing the new beged on the subsequent day of the Shiva. It's not Shaschimam. What does it help to tear the beged? Before we get to the Teretz, says the Gemara, the Baisa continues that B'Shabbos Kairu L'Acharav, on Shabbos he turns the tear backwards so people shouldn't see it. And if he wants to, he can change his clothing, and he does not have to tear the new baguette. Al Kapanim, the kasha is that you see that during the week, if he changes his clothing, he has to tear. It's not just chimam. So how does that tear accomplish anything? Says the Gemara, Kitanya hi b'kavod aviv imay. In a chanami, it's not a regular than kriya. It's a kriya for kavod aviv imay. It's talking about a case where a person lost one of his parents, and then it's not appropriate to go with a beggar that's not torn. Out kavod aviv imay, he has to tear the new beggar that he changes into. But it's not me did kriya, it's really else did kibud aviv. And the Gemara has a shaila on this, that the novel tears his new beggar that he puts on for kavod aviv imay. Is he allowed to sew back up the beggar that he tears? The regular beggar that an avul tears for his parents, we learned earlier, he's not allowed to be misachin. But what about one of these additional begadim? Is he allowed to be misachin or not? Says the Gemara, Pligi ba'avud Rav Yishayah bar Kapara, it's machlekes between the father of Rav Yishayah and bar Kapara, who as we'll see was actually the Rebbe of Rav Yishayah. That chad amar ein misachin, v'chad amar misachin, it's machlekes, one of them said you can't sew it back together. The other one said that he could sew it back together. Now, Testayim Davud Rav Yishayah Damer Ein Misachin. I'll bring you a raya that Rav Yishayah's father, he's the one who said Ein Misachin. Because we know that that's what Rav Yishayah said. Damer Rav Yishayah Ein Misachin. Miman Shmuel, where did he get that halacha from? La Me'avu. It makes sense from his father. Tosh the Gemara says, Lo, Mi Bar Kapara Rabbi Shmuel. Bar Kapara was his Rebbe. It could easily have been that he got this halacha from Bar Kapara since that was his Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Vaiter now Amar Rava. That Avel Matayo Bunkli Bitoch Besai. And Avel during the Shiva on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk around with his Unkli with his torn beged. In the privacy of his own house, no one's gonna see him, so that's okay. Now says the Gemara story related to this, that Abayi Ashkechil Rabbi Yosef, the Paris Le Sudra Reshe, that Abayi one time found Rabbi Yosef on Shabbos, he was wearing the Sudra of an Avel, he was wearing the Sudra on his head. Vazel Vasi Bebesai was walking around inside of his house. So Amar Lei, so Abayi said to his Rebbe, he said to Rav Yosef, Lav Savar Lamar, in Avelis B'Shabbos, don't you hold it, there's no Avelis B'Shabbos, why are you wearing that? Amar Lei, he said that, no, Achiyam Rav Yechnan, Dvarm Shebetzinah Noyeg. I hold like Rav Yechnan, who said that an Avel is Noyeg, when it, Dvarm Shebetzinah. Things that no one else is gonna know about anyways, so that an Avel is Noyeg even on Shabbos.